All right. Welcome back to Footwork, a podcast for those who dream big, never settle, and make their own path. I'm Sean.
And I'm Dylan. Together with guests, we share stories and tips every Monday to educate, inspire, and create a community built of soccer players and dream chasers.
Better to have a short life that is full of what you like doing than a long life spent in a miserable way.
Welcome to Footwork.
This is Stoppage Time with Footwork, highlighting some of the best moments from episodes.
And this time we check in with Cecilia Liv and Joe Funicello, the president and technical director of Soccer Visa FC, to talk about creating a club in Costa Rica and all the hurdles, but amazing moments that come with it. Check out episode 107 for the full episode, or episode 42 to learn more about Joe Funicello's path.
And find more at footwork.club, the official site of all things Footwork.
No, it just wasn't about football. Nothing was about football. It was about making sure people were happy. And now that I run Soccer Visa here and we do a development center, I see how behind we are in the States, because players that come in here, they're so good. But then we wouldn't even sign them for our team or recommend them somewhere because they feel entitled to, like,
Something,
you know, like, and it's like, wow, like, it doesn't work like that. You have to earn it. You know what I mean?
Mm-hmm.
And now being, I think I was trying to say before, she's learned a lot, but I think from her, I've learned a lot, because I used to think everybody wanted to be a pro, but even the guys that come in, such a small percent want to be pros. You know, and she taught me that. She's like, stop. She's like, you think everybody that comes into Soccer Visa wants to be a pro and has the same mindset you do. Maybe one of them do. And you're like, fuck, you're right. You know, I didn't want to believe that. You know, I thought that the Zillions and the Shawns and the Corvies and the, everybody came in, they want to be pros, but such a small percent do what you do.
And what do the other percent want? What from your both experience?
Just to feel like a pro.
Yeah, I think that you can read them really quickly. Give me 3-4 days with a group of players when they come in, and I will tell him straight up, this guy, he's here for the wrong reasons.
Mm-hmm.
This guy is here because he really wants it. This guy pays attention. So the frustration from him is he wants everybody to go through this path to be a pro a lot easier than what he did, right? So he's giving everything. He's teaching everything. And he's sharing his experience. But if you are not receptive to that as a player,
yeah,
maybe you just want to have cool haircuts and beautiful shoes and gorgeous tattoos.
Yep, as many do. Yeah.
So they just want to feel like a pro. They want to be in this environment. They want to be cool. We have cool social media stuff,
yeah, of
going
course.
On. And if they are then being captured on that, that's enough for them.
Yeah. I mean, that's such a very important skill to have, especially in your position, Cecilia. How do you like read people like that? What are the things that you're looking for when someone comes down, or even before they come down, maybe how they're talking to you on messaging or an email? Like, what are you looking at?
So personality for me is huge. I don't care what resume you have. I don't care where you come from. Personality for me is huge. So you can really tell by them, you know, I speak to a lot of players all day long, of them coming down here, registering. I ask a lot of questions of who they are as people off the pitch, right? And you can just tell their characteristic.
She does something like that. I'll see a player and like, fuck, he's good. Like, he's like, ooh. Like, I'm like, we need him. Like, I look at, like, there was a left back last year and I wanted him. I mean, he's so quality, but he doesn't want to be a pro. Like, but he's unbelievable. Like, he's like, he could be the best.
He's absolutely
left wing
so
back
talented
in the country in the first division. And I'm like, I'm going to get him. And she's like, don't you even call him. And I'm like, what? She's like, he doesn't want to be here. You're going to lose games because of him. And you're like, shit. All right. So we didn't end up signing him. It's crazy how she thinks, because I look at talent. where now I'm looking more at like personality a lot more than I used to. I think mm-hmm. when I first started Soccer Visa, I looked at it more, but mm-hmm. you get carried away as the company grows and you need people that will make you step back and say, what are we doing?
You want to win. You want to win. So you have to kind of look at it like as a balance too. So like sometimes you kind of want to take the chance and think you can fix a guy, quote unquote, to be like the player that have the mentality. But sometimes I guess you just can't. You have to know if someone's in it for the right reasons.
Yeah, and it's disappointing. I think I have no emotions to people that come down here.
I mean, that's a perfect skill to have in this.
Exactly.
Yeah. Hey guys, you know how hard it is? Like, I have all my players are my everything. And then you got Silly. It's like, yeah, he's not performing. He's got to go.
But I guess that's the two sides of the business that you need, though.
Right.
It's hard, though.
But it's the reality because we argue a lot about it because, mm-hmm. you know, I'm black, he's white. He's black, I'm white. So it's this back and forth all the time. But I think to build a team, what Joe does really well, he can take anybody from the street. It is proven from youth to all-star teams for 10 days to teams down here that come in as big groups or to our own pro team.
Mm-hmm.
And he just wants them to follow everything because what he's teaching them, they don't realize like, shit, in 6 months, I'm going to be up here.
Yeah, of course. So, yeah.
Well, that's where we come in and I'm more like, listen, I'm not wasting time. I'm not wasting money. This is bullshit. He's got to go. This guy got to go. This guy got to go. Because it comes down to this. Mm-hmm. And that's what we've seen this year for our pro team, especially with the people that were cancer. We thought they really had it. And then we're like, no, they don't. And it's tough, right?
It's tough because you want to believe in them and – you know, I'm a guy that wants to sink with the ship, right? So, like, if I pick the player and he's not performing, I want to give him everything to perform. And I don't care if we're in last place. I'm going to believe in you because I picked you. But what I'm learning in football is, and she read the Sir Alex book, is
great book. Sir Alex.
Yeah, and she's just like, they have 2-year life shells and they got to go. We got to shake it up and bring in something new. And that's mm-hmm. what I'm starting to learn too, you know, unless you got the guys like Julian, which we speak about, who if he's really going to come down and be like a Giggs or a Scholesy, someone who's committed to the philosophy of the club, that's a lot different. But he also has to perform, you know. All right, we got stories, you know, we got a lot.
We got so many.
We're gonna get it. We want to get into the stories because especially a place like Costa Rica, it's fascinating to hear just like kind of how you guys have got here. It just seems like you guys are two builders and you're just a little different in how you build things and just how you've come together to make Soccer Visa right now is so interesting to me. So maybe we'll transition into that. So for those who don't know, what is Soccer Visa FC in its form right now? Where is it? You know, what are you guys doing? And we know there's a playoff push. So if you could tell us a little bit about that too.
So we are – Soccer Visa FC is a club in Costa Rica on the Caribbean coast that is in the third division. We had to purchase a franchise in the lowest division, which is an amateur division where there's teams across the country. There's 32, is that right?
36.
36 teams, and only one goes up. So we are in the third division. All our players are amateur players. We do have players from around the world. We scout players with Costa Rican heritage. We're allowed 3 foreigners. If they have Costa Rican heritage, it's awesome because then they're now countless foreigners. And we are in our first year, finishing our first year, going into our second year. And yeah, we're right now in the promotion playoffs where there are 22 teams left. We finished just 1 point to qualify. Like we made qualification for promotion playoffs by 1 point, so we had to draw the first place team in the country and we smacked them 4-0 yesterday, which I'm happy about. And now we're pushing. We got to play them next week away, which is going to be, I mean, that's just, it's going to be crazy. Packed stadium, packed, like, I mean, high level packed.
Yeah.
And that's it. That's what we are. We're just two crazy nomads that decided to start a club.
Brilliant. Now let's get right into the story times. I mean, one thing, what is one of the biggest unexpected hurdles that you faced so far with building this team?
The unexpected biggest, there's not just one biggest hurdle. I will say that when you hear Costa Rica, you hear about, like, what do you think about is beautiful country,
beaches,
palm trees, coconuts. Oh, it's an amazing, it's so fucking magical.
Pura vida, right?
Yeah, pura vida is the
pura visa. Pura visa.
Pura visa.
Pura visa. Yeah, yeah. Good call, good call, good call.
But to run an operation here, it is so different from anywhere in the world. And because of mentality, people's mentality, their culture is
different.
They don't care. Whatever happened yesterday, they forgot about. They are here today and they do not ever think about what's tomorrow. So you can imagine for a team building, okay, we're signing a player and they're like, yeah, they're good for this week to train. No, like, you got to commit for this team. Mm-hmm. So the mentality is not long term at all.
Okay.
That's one of the challenges.
Everything, just everything from hiring to being threatened.
People don't like to work.
Yeah, people don't like to work, to our bus tires being slashed, to our bus being broken into, to,
well, I think
stealing,
like,
to,
like, that stuff,
being,
like,
arrested to. So my assistant coach, when I came down here, he was the local soccer guy, great guy he was, and he learned a lot from coaching with me. I mean, I brought him when I got the job at Limon First Division to be the caretaker manager. I brought him and my whole coaching staff, and he learned from being an amateur coach to going right into the First Division, right, as a caretaker. I was a caretaker manager. So he learned a lot, and we built this beautiful field. We put, I mean, close to $100,000 into this field. Jeez. And the deal with the community was, if we fix it, they will be allowed to use it. We'll never shut it to the community, but we have, you know, to practice on it and keep it a certain level, you know? Mm-hmm. So we'd practice every morning at 5:30, so the community would use it at night. So one day, we're just practicing, and the city hall comes, the people, the city, Parks and Rec, they come, and they're like, say, today's your last day. You can't be on this field anymore. We're like, wait a minute, we have a deal. Come to find out, my assistant coach is on the board at the field. He has now a third division team that's our biggest rival. It's like Man City, Man United. He got us kicked off.
Oh, my God.
We have to pay $100 an hour to rent the field. Okay, that's unheard of, because here it's like $5 an hour, $10 an hour. Imagine that. New York City prices, right, to rent the field. And, yeah, that's what happened. So we had to go. I searched for, and this is all documented and everything, so one day it'll be on a series. But I went to find an old man, right, who had a soccer field in his backyard. And his dad's dream was always to have a real competitive team in the area. And I said, listen, I will take care of that field. It was a small field with jungle around it. Said, well, I'll take care of the field. I'll make it beautiful. I will grow the grass. I'll cut the trees. We'll do everything, but just let us have it. And he agreed. And now that field that we raised $38,000 to build a wall and to cut all the trees. We had to stop because we didn't have time to keep raising money for the bricks and stuff. So and that's something we have the document and how we're going to update it. But that field where the bricks will go and everything is the field we currently use to practice.
Wow.
Amazing.
What? That's amazing. My God. How did you find this guy?
Just contacts, being Italian, I guess, right? Like, just trying to find
just being Italian, just talking to people.
You know, talking to people and rubbing elbows and figuring it out.
And we hired a lawyer. Everything was very legit. And basically, you know, after 1 hour of, okay, here's this side, here's this side, 15-minute break, we go back into the courtroom and they're like, we have all the evidence, we have everything. Sorry, we don't need anything else. I'm sorry. The other team forged our player's signature onto their registration form that was sent into the league.
2 days before, like, we've been playing, and they forged a signature while the season's going on.
But
here's the best part.
The judge says, well, that's not why we're in court today. We're not in court for forged signatures. We're here because you double registered a player. I'm sitting
Well, there's a reason for that. My God.
Exactly. So I think when you ask, like, what's the most challenging thing, there is nothing you can pinpoint that this or that, because it comes from every angle. You have to be prepared for bullets every single day.
Yeah, and then to top that off, so now we're in the relegation zone because we lost these points.
Yes.
Uh-huh.
Okay? We're in the red. We're bottom of the red. Like, we're going to go to fourth division, right? So the next game, what happens? They give me a 2-game suspension, red card for nothing.
Yes.
Like, I'm just – and I mean no yelling, no talking. Me, red card, 2 games. So now
what did they write? What did they write in the report? They just said you were arguing or something?
Consent, yeah, like arguing with the referee.
Okay, okay.
And I'm like, see, this is crazy. She's like, yeah, like, they're trying to take us out of the league. Yeah. They don't want us. Right. They want us to play it. So we're like, all right, this is how we want to play. This is.
But like in those situations,
you gotta be quiet.
You just gotta be quiet.
Right.
Like, don't speak. Don't say, okay, he got a red card. We'll figure this out. There are other people that – other voices on the sideline that can, the players can hear. So, like, don't – and I know for him, he was like, motherfucker, like,
I said,
just relax. We'll figure it out. And the 2 games that he was out –
coached from the bus.
He coached from the outside of the field.
We pulled our bus right behind the team bench where the fence was. I got on top of the bus and just coached from the bus. I'm outside the stadium.
A quick fix.
I love that. Just posted up, coaching for the top of the bus. Oh, man. That's like some Mourinho shit. That's like some Jose Mourinho stuff. That's gold.
It's fun, too. Like, when we look back at it, it's stressful. But now, like, talking to people like you guys, it's a lot of fun in what we've done, because we literally haven't backed down.
I love the sport so much because there's a market that has not been touched on so many different levels, and Costa Rica is one of the markets.
Huge talent.
And I don't want to give up on it, even though I wake up sometimes and I'm like, that's it, I quit. I'm done.
No.
Because of somebody slicing the fucking tires or breaking in, stealing things, or stealing gas from the tank. Like,
or emptying our bus of all the oil, so when we go start it, it fucks the engine up. Or burning the grass on our field. We grew beautiful grass. I mean, I spent so much time, and they just came one night and just drew X's and O's and chemicals on the grass, and it's back to being a dirt field. I mean, now it's perfect.
Yeah.
But it took a year to, like, 6 months to get back to what it needed to be.
But these are moments, like, when you realize, or you actually, you know, you think back, like, why are we here?
Mm-hmm.
As challenging as it is, and yesterday, sitting in the stands with the band and people rooting like, visa, visa, visa.
Yeah.
I mean, that's when you know, like, all right.
It's worth
it. It's okay.
It.
Yeah.
Yes, for sure. For sure.
We just got a driver 6-5 months ago, but beforehand, we were like, every jersey until it was dry, and then fold it. And now we get done at like 12, 1 o'clock in the morning. I got to wake up at 4 a.m. just so the players can feel pro, because it's about that, right? It's not like you don't want to run a club. How many clubs did I play for in the lower division that just didn't care about the little details? And then the club could not understand why they were not performing. So if I really want to be that club, you have to do those things.
Yeah.
When the players come in, they must feel like they're going to work and it's professional, even if you're not. And that means losing sleep. And so when people say you got to do what other people won't do, it's the truth. It's the truth. And I think people don't realize, how are we in the promotion playoffs in the first year? Well, that's the reason. Because when players come in and see the Cecilia Folding close, they're like, damn, this is the president and the head coach, like, sitting here making sure we're good. So then the conversation is, the halftime talk isn't, oh, you need to do this, this, or this. The halftime talk is, so I'm up at night till 12 o'clock folding your laundry so you can feel good. I said, and you're out here and you don't even want to play in that uniform that I fold every single night? And that's the halftime talk. Mm-hmm. And all of a sudden, it changes a lot. And I think that's what builds culture, and that's what's going to build this club. Because you can bring in a top coach here, but if he doesn't care about the players or the club, it doesn't matter. And I think we've seen that at the professional level, at the highest level. Bring any coach you want. But if he's there for his ego or to build the team his way and he doesn't respect the club's never going to succeed. United was the United way. Arsenal now is creating its own culture because Arteta's, if you guys watch the documentary,
he's creating a culture
that it means to play for. Mm-hmm. Pep, wherever he goes, he's unique because he builds that culture in a small time. Ancelotti, the same.
Mm-hmm.
So, yeah, that's what it is to be a club, is to build. When you play for Visa, it's more than playing for Visa. Like, our players have a certain walk to them, a certain talk to them, a certain style to them, because it comes from a real place. It doesn't come from this. Everybody thinks it comes from this. It's not. It comes from this.
Blood, sweat, and tears.
Gray hair.
That's why we'll be the biggest. We will be the biggest, mark my words today. We'll win a CONCACAF Champions League in 10, 15 years. We will. And it's crazy when we're going to be playing the FIFA Club World Championships against Barca or Ajax or whoever it is, Real Madrid. And you're going to be like, how the fuck is Socrates a football club de Talamanca playing there? It will happen. It will happen.
Favorite moment in football?
Signing for Yefko Mariam in the Finnish Premier League.
Last night, favorite moment of all time.
Wow, yeah. They just fist bump for everyone at home. Yeah. Love that.
Now, the heavy one, most difficult moment in football.
Moving to Costa Rica.
Tearing all the ligaments in my ankles 2 days after I signed for VPS, and I was at the rise of my career.
Yeah. Best advice you ever received? Tough one.
Mine comes from Cecilia.
Oh my God. Why do I have to go first?
I'll go first. stop thinking on emotions. That comes from Cecilia giving me that advice, because I think a lot on emotions. I don't sit and think that I should do it.
For me, it's just have a clear picture in your mind.
Liam, favorite place you've lived?
Costa Rica.
Costa Rica. Yeah.
Favorite place to travel other than Costa Rica?
Oh.
I mean, I got to say Europe. Spain is one of my favorite countries as well. So I'm going to say Barcelona right there.
I'm going to say Italy or Sweden.
Love that.
If you weren't in Soccer Visa, what would you be doing?
All right. Can you answer for me and I'll answer for you?
Let's do a switch.
Well, he will be in construction.
Yes, you know.
I heard after all how meditative you grasp.
You'll be in the restaurant business.
There you go.
You'll be in the restaurant business. Yeah, love that. Do you have a favorite book?
Mind Gym. guide to an inner athlete's mind.
Big one for both of us too.
Yeah.
Yeah.
It was actually Ryan Malone's too, D3 player who's playing for Hansa Rostock in the second Bundesliga, also mine, Jim.
I tell you how many other people I've recommended that book to. I think I recommended it to you guys, didn't I? Dylan?
It's very possible. It's very possible. Yeah. It's like there's a good probability on that, yeah.
That's a tough one for me. Favorite book.
Those also doesn't have to be favorite, just one that comes to mind that's helped influence you. Or
inspiring books that I've read is Lance Armstrong's memoirs, which is very, very heavy but inspiring.
I like inspiring questions.
Yeah.
What about any quote or mantra that you live by?
Do what you love.
Oh, I got one. Reality is wrong. Dreams are for real.
Ooh, that's the first time I've heard that.
When people say be realistic, bullshit. Dreams are for real. So you can't be realistic. If a guy can bend metal and fly across the world in it, it's unrealistic, right? If a guy can go over to a switch and hit the button and electricity lights the whole room, that's unrealistic. So reality is wrong. Dreams are for real.
Footwork is sponsored by ourselves and great companies such as Kong Fitness, but we love to partner with new brands to make their own path, so get in touch if you must.
Footwork.club, the official footwork website, is now live, so make sure you go join the club and check out all the new content and all the new features. Find us on YouTube at Footwork Podcast. You better like and subscribe while you're there. If not, I don't know what to tell you.
Find us on Instagram at Footwork_podcast. Great time there. Twitter at Footwork Podcast. TikTok at Footwork Podcast, where we like to post dance videos. Those are great, but more importantly, amazing content for any dream chasers out there. Plug pass. Tell your friends, your enemies, your mother, your brother, your sister, your pastor, it doesn't matter who. Tell the mailman, your dog, anybody that can listen.
Like, subscribe, review, because all of that helps while you're there. We'll take whatever we can get to join the club.
Join the club. He messed me up. I mean, he can just mash it together, so it's fine.